Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. The motives are still not entirely clear, but we're learning a little bit more about the 22-year-old who shot and killed Charlie Kirk last week.
Investigators in Utah over the weekend continued to piece together evidence in the shooting of Charlie Kirk last week. Utah Governor Spencer Cox said on Sunday that according to interviews with family and friends of the 22-year-old suspect Tyler Robinson, his politics veered to the left. Cox said Robinson's views had emerged after he had spent large amounts of time scrolling the dark corners of the internet in recent years. He added that Robinson is not cooperating with law enforcement. State records show Robinson is registered to vote, but not affiliated with a political party. His parents are registered Republicans. Cox said the suspect's partner was transgender, which some politicians have pointed to as a sign Robinson was targeting Kirk for his anti-transgender views. But authorities have not said whether it is relevant as they investigate Robinson's motive. Cox has also said that partisans on both sides should tone down their rhetoric, as investigators are reportedly still trying to pin down a motive for the killing. More details are expected to come out once Robinson appears in court on Tuesday.
All right. Well, hosting the late Charlie Kirk's radio show, Vice President J.D. Vance said he's got some big shoes to fill.
Hey, everybody. J.D. Vance here, live from my office in the White House complex and filling in for somebody who cannot be filled in for. But I'm going to try to do my best. My dear friend, the great Charlie Kirk.
And that is courtesy of the Charlie Kirk Show. Vice President Vance said a conversation with Kirk's widow still sticks with him.
She said to me that Charlie never raised his voice, that he never cussed at her, that he was never cross or mean-spirited to her. And look, I'm a husband. I'm proud of being a husband. I think that on the great balance of things that I'm a pretty good husband, but I can never say that I was never unpleasant with my wife. I can never say that I've never raised my voice to my wife. Like most husbands, even the good ones, we're sometimes imperfect. And I took from that moment that I needed to be a better husband. And I needed to be a better father.
After a legal back and forth and Trump's trade wars, it looks like the U.S. is going to finally take control of TikTok.
The Trump administration says it's reached a deal on TikTok's future after weekend trade talks with China.
We do have a framework for a deal with TikTok.
In Madrid, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent gave few details other than saying the deal's goal is to switch the social media platform to U.S. ownership.
President Trump and Party Chair Xi will speak on Friday to complete the deal.
Congress and the Biden White House approved a U.S. ban on TikTok unless its Chinese parent company sold the controlling stake. President Trump has repeatedly extended a deadline for shutting down the platform. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Federal Reserve faces economic uncertainty and political pressure as it decides whether to cut interest rates.
The Trump administration's renewed its request to fire Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. A federal court ruled last month her removal was illegal and that Cook can remain in her position while she fights the effort. But the Trump administration sought an emergency ruling ahead of this week's Fed meeting on interest rates. Trump has been pushing the Fed for cuts, and last month, Chair Jerome Powell signaled one could be coming.
With policy in restrictive territory, the baseline outlook and the shifting balance of risks may warrant adjusting our policy stance.
Trump's reaction?
He should have cut him a year ago. He's too late.
This week's meeting will probably include Stephen Miron, a top White House economic aide Trump's appointed to fill an empty seat, though Miron's nomination has not yet been approved. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The economic golden age that President Trump promised during the campaign might not be coming too soon. It might come, but certainly not this year.
A new report says the economy will weaken this year. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office report says President Trump's tariff policy, immigration crackdowns, and sweeping tax and spending laws are expected to increase jobless rates and inflation and lower overall growth this year before they improve next year. The outlook was updated and was originally released in January, before President Trump took office. The CBO outlooks attempt to set expectations for the economy. A White House spokesperson says Americans heard similar gloom and doom forecasts during President Trump's first term, when his economic agenda unleashed historic job, wage, and economic growth, and new policies are set to deliver, proving forecasters wrong again. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.